Welcome to the Small Batch edition of Pop Culture Happy Hour. I'm Linda Holmes. I'm the editor of NPR's pop culture and entertainment blog, Monkey See. I'm here in the studio with Stephen Thompson from NPR Music. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Linda.
So we are here. It is Tuesday as we tape this, and the Golden Globes were on Sunday night. And so we are here to sort of gather up what we have learned since Sunday from the Golden Globes.
Yeah, I find, like, we were originally going to do this the Monday morning after, and
right.
Then there were some weather issues and everything, and I was really glad to have the extra day to recover from my Golden Globes fever.
Yeah, Golden Globes fever.
Catch it. Yeah, it's kind of the first major awards show in this little run of them.
You know,
we've got the Grammys in a couple weeks, and we've got the Oscars a couple weeks
SAG
after
Awards.
That. The SAG Awards are in there. The Independent Spirit Awards are in there.
Yeah. This is sort of, this is award season such as it is.
But this is kind of the first of the big ones.
Mm-hmm.
It's somewhat of a harbinger, but it's also an opportunity, particularly, I think, on the TV side of things, for them to shine a light on a few things that don't always win a lot of awards.
Right. I think what happens with the Golden Globes and television in a way that does not typically happen with the Golden Globes and movies is that they tend to be a little bit ahead of the curve, and certainly ahead of the Emmys when it comes to television. So often when you watch the Emmys, you just think, well, it's going to be so-and-so because it's so-and-so
every
year.
It's going to be Jim Parsons from the Big Bang Theory.
And it's never
Juliana
a new...
Margulies. It's going to be...
And it's very rarely a new show or a new person. And this year, Transparent on Amazon, which we like a lot, won for comedy or musical series, which, you know, you can talk about whether you think it's terribly comedic. And that's kind of a different issue. But so it took that award. And The Affair on Showtime, which I have to admit I haven't seen all of. I liked the pilot okay, but it's another one of those things I fell behind on. But it has not had kind of universal acclaim throughout its run. One outstanding drama series, which I was really surprised by.
I had strong opinions about that for someone who has never laid eyes on the show.
Yeah, you know,
that seemed really weird.
It's an offbeat choice, and it's kind of the flip side of an offbeat choice like Transparent that everybody kind of said, oh, that's a great offbeat choice.
Or the woman from Jane the Virgin.
Yes, Gina Rodriguez, who is the star of Jane the Virgin, who we have talked about on this show before a couple times because she's just delightful, and the show is delightful. It's on the CW. It was new in the fall of last year. She won the award for a lead actress in a comedy series, and there were a lot of really strong choices in that category, and it was really nice to see a new, fresh, interesting person win a big award like that the first time out. You know, I think more interesting speeches. And then Jeffrey Tambor won the actor in a comedy series for Transparent and had a very lovely speech in which he spoke about his appreciation for the transgender community. He plays a transgender woman on Transparent.
Everybody loves Jeffrey Tambor.
Oh, who doesn't love Jeffrey Tambor?
So seeing Jeffrey Tambor like finally kind of get a big valedictory amount of praise is always good for people who loved him on Larry Sanders or loved him on Arrested Development.
And one of the other things that I thought was very interesting was that their miniseries or movie award they gave to Fargo over True Detective, which at one point it really looked like True Detective was going to win all of those. And Matthew McConaughey wound up losing in that category to Billy Bob Thornton for Fargo again. So the TV awards were kind of all over the place. Kevin Spacey won for House of Cards. Those TV awards kind of were, you know, they were not the obvious every year winners.
I think you do have the opportunity to have more idiosyncratic choices for things to get championed that wouldn't otherwise get championed.
Which can cut both ways.
That cuts both ways. Yeah. I mean, the classic dig on the Golden Globes is when they gave the big award to Pia Zadora.
Mm-hmm.
And so every once in a while, you're sitting there, you know, you're sitting there like, oh, I just can't believe they gave it. If you don't like The Affair, you're
mad about
that.
I was going to say, there were definitely people who were having that reaction to The Affair.
To The Affair. And yet, at the same time, like, I've had that reaction the last couple times they've given out Best Score. It was Johan Johansson, who is a wonderful Icelandic composer who's done a ton of really interesting stuff. He did the very conventionally pretty score to The Theory of Everything, and I was just really happy to see that guy win. Like, last year, the guy from Edward Sharp and The Magnetic Zeros won Best Score. You know, so you'll get surprised wins. Now, what did you think of the movie?
On the movie side, they were very into Boyhood, which is great to me because I was very into Boyhood as well.
Me too.
So on the dramatic side, Boyhood won for dramatic film.
Director
and Patricia Arquette won. So they were very happy with Boyhood. Now, the downside to that for me is that they had also nominated Selma and Ava DuVernay. We're going to be talking about it on our full show this week. But I also really liked that. It's not that I was happy with a lot of their choices with movies, but, you know, there are also kind of things where I thought, oh, you know, I would also have rooted for so-and-so. What did you think of the hosting? It was for the third and, I guess, final, they're saying final time, Tina Fey and Amy Poehler.
I thought they were very funny. I mean, clearly there were jokes that landed a little bit harder than others. They had a couple of really great, big laugh-out-loud moments in that opening monologue. I thought that stuff about Steve Carell needing 2 hours to put in makeup and then Tina Fey saying that, you know, I need 3 to play the part of human woman.
Yeah.
I thought was a wonderful, wonderful, rich joke. Clooney is such a wonderfully puncturable
and game
character. Uh-huh. He's sort of always there to be made fun of, in part because he's so untouchable in so many other ways.
Exactly.
So that stuff I found appealing. I always have this reaction on awards shows in general that the hosts are very heavily involved in the first 20 to 30 minutes, and then they kind of disappear entirely.
Yeah, and I think that's even more true on the Globes. I think, and was even more true on the Globes this year than in a lot of other years. You know, they did some jokes that were about some sort of complex issues that I think people weren't sure how hard they were going to go at those issues, and they went at them very hard.
Yeah.
Some Bill Cosby stuff, also some stuff about North Korea that they did with Margaret Cho. And I, you know, I had kind of mixed reactions to some of that stuff. I thought some of it seemed, you know, some of it seemed more effective as humor than, you know, other parts of it. But it was pretty clear that they were going to make jokes about whatever they wanted. And I think, you know, it's so funny because Ricky Gervais always presented himself as like, I have no fear. He would get up there and make like jokes about Robert Downey Jr. being in rehab. And it was like, dude, you know, as opposed to them getting up there and talking about things that actually people were a little on edge about whether they were going to get into or not.
Did you feel like there were any actual injustices? Because I was really mad about How to Train Your Dragon 2.
Well, this is funny. I mentioned this on Twitter. You have seen more of the animated movies than I have. I haven't actually seen How to Train Your Dragon 2.
How to Train Your Dragon 2, like the first How to Train Your Dragon is this quiet, thoughtful, but then really rousing and beautiful movie. This is just this loud, they take them farther and farther off site. It gets less and less interesting. They introduce these new villains. I didn't really like How to Train Your Dragon 2, and I loved these other movies so much.
Yeah, we had really liked Lego Movie, and we had really liked Big Hero 6. So that was definitely a little bit painful. All right, well, we will be talking a lot more about all of these movies as we continue with Oscar season. Full episodes of Pop Culture Happy Hour are available every Friday at npr.org. and through iTunes or your favorite podcast provider. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you, Linda.